Conversation now with Thane Mayor Devin Simpson. Mayor, 2022, brand new fresh year, always means something's on the front burner or the back burner for the town of Thane that's seeing continual growth. Tell us what you have out there, Mayor.
Yeah, one of our biggest things we have right now is we're working on a sprinkler system for our park. We've got a grant application in, and we've been approved for a 50% match on that grant. And so we're hoping to go to bid here in the next few weeks. There's some logistical things we're working on trying to get, make sure that happens. But we're hoping to go to bid sometime this spring to redo our irrigation system around our ball fields and around our football field and around our community parks. We also have several subdivisions that are in the process of coming, small and large. We have a developer who's wanting to put in potentially up to anywhere from 170 to 100, 200 unit single family homes.
Is that within the existing town limits now, or would you have some annexation?
No, that's all within the existing.
That's in within 180, 200 homes.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of logistics and a lot of like figuring out. So that could be a year plus before we kind of get to it.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure and everything in. But they're in the process of starting the early phases of that. We have our Meadows Star Valley subdivision that's continuing to expand and grow, and that one's going to look to move to phase two of infrastructure, which is adding, that whole unit is 87 homes.
Eight east of town.
Yep, that one's east of town, up through there. And then with all of this potential growth, we're definitely in looking to make sure our water and our sewer are our capacity. So we've got Sunrise Engineering, who's our engineer, is working to kind of help us figure out what the future holds, because if these type of developments go in, we could triple the size of the town of Thane. If you know, it's not going to happen overnight, triple the size of the town of Thane.
But you as mayor have to have an eye for the future.
Yep. And so Sunrise is working on that, and they're working on a road master plan to try to help figure out exactly the specifics of what we're going there. And then we're also working on a new fire hall. We're in the early stages. We got architectural renderings. They're getting closer, and we're hoping to put that on the north end of town by the sewer property there. But we're in the early stages of that, and hope to
come on to 89 there. Make more quicker access, and just make sense, because 89 is a busier place, and we got the Thane Fire Department out working the accidents as well as structure fires.
Yeah, and their current building, it's great for now, but their need is rising, and the problem with the current structure is actually the opening doors are just, they're not tall enough. Right. And so anytime they go get a new rig, they have to almost special order to find or do some mechanical work to make sure it fits in the doors. And so they've outgrown their current facility, and so we're hoping to get that. And we're working really closely with the Mid-Valley Fire District on that. Lance Skinner's the president of that board, and so we're working with them to try to come up with a plan for them for future growth, so that they're taken care of in the future and fire's taken care of here in the Mid-Valley area.
A lot of growth in the future. You've had more events in town than ever before. Good things happening for the town of Thane, right?
Yep, things are great. We're looking to continue on with what we normally, our events that we're doing, our big 4th of July festival. We're trying to just keep growing that and keep expanding that, and just keep bringing people here to enjoy this beautiful area and enjoy that.
Share with you, Mayor, one of my memorable moments, July 4th, coming over what I kind of nicknamed the Narrows Pass. You drop into Thane, I came over that little hill, and I looked out there and saw that massive flag welcoming people into Thane, passing through town, that massive flag for the 4th of July, and it made me proud. Good job, Mayor.
Yeah, that was fun. We're very appreciative of Lower Valley for helping us do that, and we're in talks about maybe possibly putting a pole on each side of the road and stringing it over top of the road actually this year, and so
keeping a tradition.
Yeah, keeping a tradition. We're definitely wanting to put that big flag back up, and we're talking about, you know, could we do something like that on the north end of town to kind of do something similar to let people know how much we appreciate the freedoms that we have here and the freedoms that we enjoy living and where we do. So
thank you, Mayor Simpson, Town of Thane.